Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast.
Let's get started.
Let's get started.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Mike, it feels like every episode you got a new hat. This is one you've worn before, but it's a different hat every time. You
yeah.
got the sweet Colts Indiana logo, which I love.
I do. I love this hat. I try to rotate every episode. So I saw the Colts hat sitting in the corner and I said, yes, this is what I'm wearing now.
Yes. And the dogs agree. Walker, quick question. Are you Skibbity or Phantom Tax?
I don't know what these words mean.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just chilling not in Grand Rapids. I'm in Harrisville again.
Oh, like most of the time.
Yes. I am all right. I am home, quote unquote.
Ah. All righty. So did we watch the game last night? How are we feeling? Is Will Levis him, as the kids say?
I watched the second half.
I watched the game all the way up to the 2-minute warning, and then I left to go eat dinner.
Mike stormed out of the game.
I was so pissed that Will Levis wasn't quite as good as he thought after the week one, and then he was like, well, I'm done with this bullshit.
I was following the game in my car on the way home, like, because I finished work at 5:30, and so I usually at the last 15 minutes I'm listening to the game in my ear pod, and then driving home I'm listening to it. And there were as many penalties in the first quarter as in any quarter in any game this season.
Damn.
I don't know if they said that on the broadcast, but it was on the radio, and I was like, what in the world?
They had multiple penalties. Like, I don't know. There was like four false starts and a hold in there, and it was brutal in the opening part of the game.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into talking about the game itself. Actually, so Pittsburgh 20, Tennessee 16. Pittsburgh is 5-3. The Titans are now 3-5. Big question in this game for me was: is Will Levis good? Also, Walker cracking a cold one.
That's right. Snap!
What do we got? Will,
can't check. I got Coke Zero Sugar.
Mike, you drink anything?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, he's got Diet Dr. Pepper again. I have a Orange Crush Zero Sugar. Quite good.
Woo!
Orange Crush. All right, right,
so
on.
Let me ask you both a question. After can't check, is Will Levis good?
Yeah, I would say yes. I mean, it's still way too early to say whether he's good or bad, but I would say there's a lot of promise in Will Levis. He does a lot of good things, stands in the pocket. I mean, we all know about his arm. He's cannon for an arm. And he surveys the field well. The dogs agreed to that one as well. But he makes some dumb mistakes. He's like throwing the ball to, like, he's just like, YOLO, okay. I hope you catch this one. He threw another one of those, the touchdown DeAndre Hopkins, where he threw that like loft pass for like 50 yards in the first game that he played. Tried it again, and he'll throw not only across his body, but like from one sideline to the other sideline, and you're just like, you can't do this.
Mike's not allowing it.
I'm not allowing it. No.
Mike's Stop dog's it. Also not allowing him to form a complete thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike's dog's definitely distracting.
They might
a little
be going
bit.
Outside.
So I think that you know, he's put a lot of good on tape. He's put a lot of bad on tape, and he's a raw, talented player. And I don't think much. I don't think we saw much to change that opinion of him as a raw, talented player. Walker, how you feeling about Mr. Levis after game two?
I will say the thing that it's most impressed me is his pocket presence. He does hold on to the ball too long, like pretty much every rookie that has ever existed. But he's not he's not jumpy in the pocket. He will stand in there and deliver the ball, which wasn't really something that popped out to me on his college tape that he was very good at. So I think he's certainly improved since last year, which is definitely good to see. And, you know, good to see that he's working on his game and he's not somebody who's going to just, you know, be okay with who he is right now. So I think there's potential there, but yeah, the decision making is very bad. I mean, even for a rookie, he is like behind the curve decision making wise. So he's going to be volatile and show flashes, but I don't know if he ever becomes more than like a Jameis Winston type.
I do think that, yeah, he did improve since we saw him in preseason, but you know, he behind a bad offensive line. And remember when we talked to JT O'Sullivan that you need experience behind a really bad offensive line before you really get that timer up to what it needs to be to play behind a bad offensive line. Cause he talked about playing in NFL Europe and such. And I really kind of give guys like Levis a bit of a benefit of the doubt. Cause that line is atrocious. Like it's beyond bad. Like I didn't realize that that's where Daniel Brunskill ended up until I saw him last night. And I was like, oh yeah, that's trouble. And then there were multiple injuries along the offensive line last night as well. So I think that Will Levis, I think he shows a lot of promise. And I think, you know, I've repeatedly said that he's Carson Wentz, and we've seen Carson Wentz, Mike, you've seen Carson Wentz up close and personal, and that was terrible. And then we saw Carson Wentz, MVP candidate. So I think that, you know, that all is in the range of outcomes depending on how he progresses. And so I think Will Levis, I think he's what he's shown, he's a good football player in that event, or not that event, in that same style. He reminds me of a lot I know he's been struggling lately, but Brock Purdy last year, I was like, Brock Purdy is trash. He was not a good quarterback in college. His processor was too slow. His throws were too loopy. And then in the NFL, he cleaned it up and he became up until the last three games, he was, it's too soon to see if that's who he is or if that was his Linsanity run. But, you know, I think there's a lot of that in Will Levis as well. So I think, yes, Will Levis is good, to answer my own question.
Yeah, Will Levis is the type of guy who could have a Nick Foles Linsanity run where he throws for 27 touchdowns and two picks because he just keeps getting lucky over and over again. But he's also the type of guy who could throw like 20 plus interceptions in a season if he was a full-time starter. So, no, he's in that chaos configuration of quarterbacks with like Jameis and Gardner Minshew and Jay Cutler, those type of guys.
Gunslinger types.
That's right. We call them fun slingers, Mike.
Fun slingers. Yeah. That's right. So what, Ryan Tannehill comes back, does he lose his starting job or is it?
Yeah, Tannehill's dunzo.
Okay. Dunzo. But yeah, like you say, that fun slinger type. Some of his throws are F it, Nick Westbrook Akina somewhere down there.
Yep. Yeah, and that's not what you want to that's not what you want to see.
No, but Treylon Burks got hurt in this one. I forgot to mention the injuries. Treylon Burks, scary injury. I haven't heard anything about that today. I've also been a bit unplugged, but taken off.
I know he had movement in all of his extremities, so that's all I really heard.
Taken off, Al Michaels kept talking about the thumbs up. That's all I kept hearing about was the thumbs up. No,
they did report that he had complete movement at the hospital.
Perfect. So, yeah, scary injury for Treylon Burks. Is Kyle Phillips a thing?
I don't think so.
4 for 60 on 5 targets. The answer is no. Mike?
No, but Will Levis can make him a thing. I mean, he made him a thing yesterday. So, but I'm not rushing out there and starting him. He's got to be some consistency in there. So I'm going to say no, but keep an eye out.
Yeah, I think that, this really raises the ceiling of every pass catcher there, but the ceiling was so low to begin with. Right. That's like, oh, okay, cool, man. Now you went from like a small house to why is this house so tiny? Like it's you can't get in it to like, hey, man, your house is kind of small. It's still not very high ceilings.
Have you noticed that your house, it's tiny?
Your house, it's tiny. Tiny. Speaking of tiny, why does Tajay Spears hate me? Screwed up a 5-leg parlay for me. Absolutely hate the man.
It's your own fault for pulling out Najee Harris over 0.5 touchdowns.
I know. So on Sleeper, I do on the island games, Mike. I don't know if I've talked to you about this. I do an absurdly long parlay. Like this one is 5 legs. I do it for every game, and I always lose, but I always get absolutely blown out of the water. This one, I took Najee Harris anytime TD off the board and put Tyjae Spears over. I think it was 22.5 rushing yards. Uh-huh. He got 18, or maybe it was 23.5.
21.5, I think.
21.5, even worse.
Oh,
and so painful. It screwed me. It was like a 17x. I only put a dollar down, so it's not like I lost a lot. But that $17, that could have been a lot of stuff. That could have been 17 more stupid bets to make on Sleeper. So
it could have been about 10 more stupid bets and then one Taco Bell meal.
That's right. But yeah, let's DeAndre Hopkins good. Everybody else on the Titans bad, except for Derrick Henry. He's just going to touch the ball a lot. Even if he's not very efficient, he will still touch the ball a lot. You are never not starting Derrick Henry, except for last week when I didn't start Derrick Henry.
Well, that was in the league where you can do no wrong, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. It literally doesn't matter what I do. I started, I did not trade for a quarterback this week, even though one was offered to me, and I started Derrick Henry ostensibly as my super flex, even though somebody else is there, and I still scored like a quarterback did. So let's go. On the other side, the Steelers. Walker, you wanted to know, are Johnson and Pickens must start? And interesting how things have flipped.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson, absolutely. Since he's come back from injury, he's been fantastic. Open constantly, getting a ton of targets. Pickett and him seem to have the same rapport they've always had. He even scored a touchdown, which is...
He did it, folks.
Yeah, the most recent quarterback to throw Deontay Johnson a touchdown is no longer Ben Roethlisberger.
Woo!
That stat absolutely blew my dad's mind yesterday.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That Roethlisberger was the last guy to throw a touchdown to Deontay before last night. And then George Pickens, 2 for -1. Should have had a touchdown, got really lazy.
Should have had a touchdown. Bro had no idea where he was on the field.
Yeah. Completely lost where he was. Thought he had an easy touchdown. Didn't pay attention to his feet. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happens with Pickens. He's kind of like flighty almost out there. Mm-hmm. The good is that he's an outstanding 50-50 guy, and he's a really good blocker. But he doesn't run amazing routes, and his field awareness is low. So... Mm-hmm. He's going to be this type of guy for now. He's going to be very volatile, especially because Kenny Pickett isn't the type of guy that can reliably throw down the field all the time, you know, and he's certainly not going to throw over the middle. I saw his passing chart from last night through 30 passes and 29 of them were to the left or right sideline.
Jesus Christ.
He threw one pass over the middle and it was an incomplete deep ball.
Oh, my God. So, Mike, how are you feeling about these Steelers wide receivers? Given how I know how you feel about players, sounds like you're going to have the same evaluation of Walker that George Pickens is a dumb knucklehead.
Yeah, he can be. Pretty much the same. I mean, it was good to see Johnson in the end zone scoring a touchdown. They all kind of did a hallelujah kind of thing moment for him.
I love that. I loved that, by the way, because people forget that these are real people. And it's like, it reminds me a lot of that, the monkey off the back celebration thing. Cause it was like, oh my God, the guy scored a touchdown. Everybody was so happy cause he scored a damn touchdown.
Finally. Yeah. Right. And it's like, you know, it's almost reassuring to see that like, oh yeah, these guys also think about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like Deontay Johnson's also pissed off that he's not scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I agree with Walker's assessment. It's pretty much, right there.
So exactly what we've been saying about Deontay Johnson and George Pickens the whole time. Interesting. Yep.
That's weird that we were right again.
Wow. It's weird the way we never bring up when we're wrong, but only when we're right.
It's crazy how often we're right. And you are so intelligent for listening to this podcast. We have the most intelligent listener base of any fantasy football podcast.
Absolutely.
Also, you can
take
that
to the bank. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You guys are all sexy as hell.
Episode title, you guys are all sexy
and I'm gay. I'm allowed to say it.
Or should episode title be "You guys are sexy as hell" or "I'm gay, I'm allowed to say it"?
The second one's probably funnier, honestly.
Okay, that's the episode title. All right, so let's transition. Anything else for this game you guys want to talk about?
Najee Harris scored a touchdown.
Oh yeah, the running backs. We're gonna talk about the
Jaylen
running backs.
Warren scored a touchdown also, right?
I believe he had a receipt. No, he did not.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, no, he stepped out at the one, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was the one where it looked like it was a touchdown, and then on review, like, his, like, pinky toe went out.
Yeah, he, like, stepped on the very edge of the line, which he did. He was out of bounds.
Yeah, he was.
He was really close.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, if he had, if he had started his run on the other foot, it would have been a touchdown. Because yes. By the time his foot got there, it was, like, the ball was a half inch from the goal line.
Right, yeah. I mean, he was so close. And then, I don't even think they scored a touchdown on that drive.
I thought that was the Najee touchdown because they got a penalty that pulled him back, and then Najee had like a 5 or 6 yard touchdown.
No, I think they kicked
the No, not Najee drive. Scored a touchdown earlier.
Oh yeah, Najee was the touchdown I missed. I didn't see the Najee touchdown. So yeah, that they scored a field goal. Good job. A+ job, Steelers offense. Getting the ball to the half yard line and kicking a field goal.
Yeah, first and goal from the half and 3 points.
You did it. So let me ask you about this. What are we doing with these running backs? Warris and Heron.
Yeah, they're. I think they're just both flex options every week. I mean, neither of them get enough touches that they can be relied upon consistently, and you're just hoping that they score a touchdown. But Harris does get quite a few goal line carries when they get down there, and he's kind of played sneaky good this year. His like breakaway run rate is really good, and his tackles eluded are really good. So despite the fact that he's been kind of, people have been clamoring for Jaylen Warren, I think Najee Harris is still the better player. It's just that Najee gets the goal line touches. He gets like early down grinder touches, and he gets some third down snaps. And then Jaylen Warren gets all of the like outside runs and like more explosive play type things. And so naturally his efficiency is going to be a little better. So really, I mean, they end up pretty even. And I mean, I'm probably going to rank them like back to back or close to it most weeks going forward. I would expect to, when there's no bye weeks, they might be like around 30. When there is bye weeks, maybe they sneak into the top 24.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Mike, how do you feel about these guys?
It's kind of sad that Jaylen Warren is getting as much action as Najee Harris, because Najee Harris was supposed to be something that he's not, and Warren might be better if
so. Mike completely disagrees with me that Najee Harris has been sneaky good this year.
He's been sneaky good this year. I tweeted about it a couple weeks ago. It was very frustrating that his if you just look at his stats, you're like, wow, this guy's pretty good. And you're like, this is Najee Harris.
He's what is he, RB22?
Well, for fantasy, he's been bad. I will give you that.
But even if you're looking at, like, say, draft capital as a player, right, he should not be competing with Jaylen Warren for touches. This just should be his backfield. And the fact that he's competing with Jaylen Warren tells me a lot about Najee Harris as a runner. I mean, you brought up some good stats that support that he is. I mean, he definitely has the talent, but I don't think he's as talented. I don't think he's putting on the field as talented as he is. I think he's undermining himself, and this is confusing to me that he's sharing touches with Jaylen Warren.
I think it's because he needs a little bit of room to work, and the Steelers offensive line isn't giving him a whole hell of a lot of room to work.
Yeah, when he's allowed to be patient and like pick his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's getting like big chunk runs, but when he doesn't run any other way, he's going to run patient because he doesn't have a lot of explosiveness. It's not his game. And a lot of times there's just people in the backfield because the offensive line sucks. And then Najee is the wrong type of running back for that kind of offensive line. If the Steelers offensive line was still good, then Najee would be getting way more touches. But because he can't make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what? That's Jaylen Warren, because he's got more burst. he can get up to top speed quicker. And so he gets past those guys. He gets past the line faster, and then he just gets 4 yards.
Yeah. Like he looks like he shot out of a cannon, and then he shot out of a cannon into a wall. Like he just stops because he has nowhere to go. Like he looks shot out of a cannon, but yeah, because he gets his feet are faster than his eyes. He can't set anybody up on the second level. So he's just really fast off the line, and then he just gets tackled.
Yeah, Jalen Warren is way better at getting 5 yards than Najee Harris, but Najee Harris is way better at getting like 13 yards than Jalen Warren is.
Yeah, exactly. So, alrighty. I think that's a pretty good breakdown of this game. So let's start talking about Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we? All right. We got four teams on bye this week. We've got the Broncos, Lions, Niners, and Jags. Like Walker said, Broncos, Lions, Jack. Man, I blew my joke.
Oh, no.
I'm going home. Oh, wait, I am home. Okay. All right. Let's just talk about football instead of me trying to make stupid jokes. Let's talk about the Frankfurt game. I believe this is Frankfurt, right? I know it's in Germany, but
yes, it is in Frankfurt. Yeah.
All right. So the Frankfurter. We're going to call this the Frankfurter. Dolphins and Chiefs. Chiefs are 1.5 point favorites, 50.5 point over under. Marcus Valdes-Scantling not happy about going to Germany, I guess. He said, why do we have to fly 9 hours to go to a home game? So really feeling the love there for Deutschland. So injuries here for the Dolphins. Durham Smythe questionable with an ankle injury. Braxton Berrios questionable with a hamstring injury. Xavien Howard questionable with a groin injury. Mike McDaniel is very optimistic, quote, that Teron Armstead will be back from IR and available on Sunday. And tackle Robert Hunt has been ruled out for this game. For the Chiefs, injuries in this one are going to be Willie Gay, questionable with a lower back injury. Richie James is questionable. He is currently on IR, so they're not sure if he's going to come off. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been ruled out with an illness. Suckitis. Yeah, it just says illness. So bros really got the poops if he's already been ruled out.
Yeah, right.
And then Nick Bolton was placed on IR officially before last week's game. Just a reminder that he is on IR. So questions for this one. Walker, you have a question. It looks like all your questions are flex questions, which is a very interesting tack to take this week.
Yes, I decided to do different positions on the same team for all of my questions. So for the Dolphins, if you had to decide between these two players, would you start Raheem Mostert or Jalen Waddle?
I would start Raheem Mostert personally if I had to choose between those two players, because he is very, very, very good. And there's nobody really coming for his touches. He is the primary running back, whereas Waddle is the secondary pass catcher. So if anybody's going to get kind of stymied by somebody ahead of them doing well, I'd say that would be Waddle instead of Mostert. And it's not a situation where the Chiefs are better against wide receivers or versus running backs. They're virtually the same in terms of ranking against both positions.
Mike, what do you think?
I'm going to go Waddle because I think this is going to be a passing game. So that's the reason why I want Waddle. There's going to be a lot of points scored, and that's going to come through passing.
Okay, sounds good. My wife was standing in the doorway miming me, asking me if I fed them. Fed the pets. So sorry, I was a little distracted there. So yeah, Walker, what is your take, your thoughts on your own question?
I would take Waddle. I have Waddle at wide receiver 10, Mostert at wide running back 12. I almost did a Jeff.
Wow,
doing a Jeff, huh? That's how it is. Being a cool dude. That's what doing a Jeff is.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, like, since you brought me into Football Absurdity, I have become more like you.
Yes! I'm sorry. All right. So is this a start all Dolphins game? Yes, correct?
Yeah, like we said, the four that matter, absolutely, you're playing those guys.
But what about the Chiefs, Mike? That is your question.
Yeah, the Chiefs, and then besides Kelce, Mahomes, Pacheco, who can we start on this offense? And why is the best game on Sunday at 6:30 in the damn morning?
Because the NFL hates the West Coast.
I was going to say, it's not for me, baby.
I'm so mad that I'm going to be sitting in the dark watching this.
Normal time.
Normal time. Boo. Rashee Rice. I'm going to keep saying it. Rashee Rice. Start him.
Rashee Rice is a speculative flex option, but I mean, I would probably try to avoid playing him. He's the closest guy outside of those three that you're playing. I don't love Pacheco this week, but he's definitely top 24. And then Kelce and Mahomes are obvious. So yeah, other than that, I don't think so. I would stay away.
So are you with the Pacheco weariness? Is it the defense? Because he's been good lately. He's been a very good fantasy running back lately. Is it just the matchup that worries you?
He hasn't really been that great the last couple weeks.
I thought he has been. Am I smoking drugs?
Drugs.
I don't think he's been that good.
He
was good like right at the start of the season.
Oh, he's just been putting together decent fantasy lines. He just hasn't been until last week. He just hasn't been like very good. Okay, last week he was atrocious.
Yeah, 16 for 62 and 6 catches, 13 for 32 and 4 catches, 8 for 40 and 3 catches the last 3 weeks. So, I mean, that's a running back too.
Yeah. You forgot 3 catches for -3 yards last week. So
what I was looking at on the Google preview didn't show the yards. So
on the Google.
The Google. Hey, I'm from Michigan. I can't shake all of it.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I think the ones like you do feel good about would be Kelce, Mahomes, lesser extent Pacheco, and then I would feel better about Pacheco than Walker would. But
Jeff would also feel better about Rashee Rice than me.
Yeah, Rashee Rice. Alrighty. So that pretty much does it for this game. This is a start 'em all, sit 'em all, and I'm picking Miami because they've got to Germany like 4 days before the Chiefs. I don't know why teams keep doing this.
Yeah, I'll also go with Miami. I don't really know why the Chiefs are favored in this game. Miami's been better this season, so. Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that's playing better right now.
Mike?
I got Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. Mm-hmm. Mike with a little Will Smith here.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's talk about the next game, which is, of course, switching screens here. Miami? Nope. Vikings, Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings part threw me off. Minnesota?
Vikings versus Minnesota, Jeff. Very, very astute. 100% that is the game.
It is Vikings versus Minnesota at a certain level here, but it's Vikings versus Falcons. Both teams are 4-4. Atlanta 4-point favorites, 37.5 point over under. Injuries for the Vikings. Jalen Naylor just is staying on IR. I don't think that matters too much to anybody except for Jalen Naylor and his mother. Dean Lowry has been ruled out with a groin injury. Chris Reed ruled out with a lower leg injury, but he has been returned to practice. Kirk Cousins placed on IR. With that Achilles tear, that's the last we'll see him this season. Probably the last time we see him in a Vikings uniform. Because that team has to be done paying that man money. Every year, it's like Kirk Cousins got $750 billion more guaranteed dollars by restructuring his contract.
He's been pretty good, though. And he never runs, so it's not like his Achilles injury is going to affect that.
Oh, all right, so is he back in Minnesota next year? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's certainly possible. I mean, I would operate under that assumption for now.
Yeah, it is entirely possible, but it's also possible that they're not going to tag him coming off an Achilles injury because that could be just a complete waste of a tag. So right. It could be that another team outbids for his services, like Atlanta.
I was thinking maybe New England.
Yeah, or New England. Or what's Geno Smith's contract look like?
I mean, he's under contract next year. Also, I don't think the Seahawks would view that as a big upgrade.
I don't know. Geno Smith has been pooped from a butt this year. So, alrighty, let's talk about Falcons injuries. DeMarco Hellams, that's definitely a person that I've heard of before.
I have heard of that guy. I don't know where he went. I actually don't know where he went to school, but I have heard of
it. Mike, do you know where DeMarco Hellams went to school?
No.
I'll give you a hint. It is a big school, perhaps the biggest football school in the country.
Oh, Alabama.
Yeah, he went to Bama.
Okay.
Keith Smith is out with a concussion. Drake London ruled out with a groin. Groin injury, let's be clear. We all have groins. It's a groin injury that's the problem.
Oh, snap, except I have a groin.
Except for me, not the way I do it.
All right, chill. Both teams will be having new quarterbacks this week. The Falcons will have Taylor Heinicke, and the Vikings will have Jaren Hall. So that's definitely why we're all picking the Falcons, because Jaren Hall is starting for the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
All right, Mike, let's talk about your question, and I think it plays into the Jaren Hall of it all.
Yes, it does, the Hall of it all. So what is this offense going to look like without Kirk Cousins?
Bad.
Bad. I think it's going to be really, really bad. I think when Josh Dobbs gets in there and playing, he's a literal rocket scientist, so I think he'll play sooner rather than later. But I think it'll be bad, but less bad than with Jaren Hall. Like, I really don't want to start Jordan Addison this week at all. I don't want to start any Vikings this week except for TJ Hockenson, if we're being honest, because I don't think this offense is going to do much, and whatever they're going to do, it's not going to be something that you can predict. So it's a problem. It's a real problem this week. It's going to be an absolute mess, because they were throwing the ball like 9,000 times a game. They were among the league leaders in pass rate, and now you can't do that with Jaren Hall. So it's going to be running the ball a lot, and you have two running backs that are, they can handle a lot of touches. That doesn't mean that they're going to be very good with them. So my guess is that in 3 weeks we're going to look back and say, okay, so Cam Akers has turned into a volume-based flex alongside Alexander Mattison because they're sharing 40 touches a game or whatever. But in terms of passing upside, this team just took a big dive into the pooper.
All of Jeff's points, very poop oriented for this team.
I mean, it's bad. So it's just, I think it's just going to be a complete mess, and it sucks because Jordan Addison was having a nice little breakout rookie season. So there's not much you can do about that if your quarterback is Jaren Hall or Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, I Addison is a flex wide receiver 3 type. Mattison, I would try not to play. Akers, absolutely not. Hockenson, yes. And then don't play Jaren Hall, even though I am playing Jaren Hall in 2 leagues.
Look, say, do as we say, not as we do.
It's because it's because I lost Kirk Cousins in both of them. So
Is this the league where you're trying to trade me for Tua?
That's one of them.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm thinking about it.
I will increase the offer if you decline.
Yes. Well, if Walker, if you're going to negotiate against yourself, then let's.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not. I'm not going to include like Nick Chubb or anything, but I mean, I can sweeten it a little.
Okay. We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk.
All right. We'll get into it.
You did entice me by one of the throw-ins being Alec Pierce.
I knew it. I had to.
I was like, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's a first-round pick down the line, Alec Pierce and Jaden Reed.
Yeah,
for 2 in a super flex league. Mike, do you think this is a fair offer?
No, say the offer. Is it Dynasty or Redraft? Or?
Dynasty. Jeff's got Tua. It's super flex. I am offering him a 2026 first round pick, Jaden Reed and Alec Pierce.
Where's the first round pick going to be located next year?
It's probably
down the line.
Yeah, it's down the line, but it's probably going to be mid to late. I would guess my team will still be pretty good.
It's a close. I'd probably say no, but it's definitely intriguing.
That's fair.
Yeah, and let's be clear here. Tua is my quarterback 3, which is why I'm even entertaining this.
Yeah, that's why I offered for him, because I saw what Jeff had at quarterback otherwise, which I think is Hurts and Jackson.
That's correct.
And I was I might be Jackson. Able to get Tua here.
Yeah, I'm benching a top 6 quarterback every week in that league, no matter what I do. So
it's like I'll take a chance that he's willing to part with this guy.
Which I am. Well, we'll talk. All right. And then my question is kind of like Mike's, but on the other side. I mean, it makes sense. There's new quarterbacks. My question is, like, can Taylor Heinicke rise the tides of the passing game options? he is a better quarterback than Desmond Ridder. We saw him before with the Washington. What were they called then? Were they the football team then? Were they the Slurs?
I think they were the football team and the Commanders while he was playing for them.
For the Washington various team, the Washington et ceteras.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, with Washington, he did. He was up and down. He wasn't like the highest peak quarterback, but he was decent enough. Like, he threw for multiple touchdowns more often than he didn't. He was averaging like 225 passing yards per game, and he was throwing the ball about 31 times per game. And I think that, you know, I saw people call him. I for a second I got confused because the people are calling him HB Heinicke because he throws to the running back a lot. And I was like, is that like hate crime Higby? Because I just saw HB Higby or HB Heinicke. I was like, wait, like HC Higby? I was very confused. Because at first my brain went to hate. I was like, hate Brime Heinicke. Anyways, I'm just curious if this will raise the tides of the other of the passing game options, which this week won't include Drake London. So we're looking at Kyle Pitts and Jonnu Smith and maybe a little sneaky Van Jefferson this week.
I wouldn't be entertaining that.
You wouldn't be entertaining a sneaky Van Jefferson this week?
No, that's not a deal I'm going to be making.
What if I told you that the Vikings are really bad against wide receivers?
I'm still not making that deal.
All right, I'm making that deal. Guess who's like 2% rostered? So he's a sleeper for me this week. Let's go.
It should be Jameson Crowder, 0% rostered.
Oh, that's also a good one. But Jameson Crowder is he's too sexy because he had such a big game last week.
Oh, all right. Jeff's trying to make it harder on himself for no reason.
I'm trying to be a real sicko here. All right. So, Mike, do you think that Taylor Heinicke can raise the passing game options here? Your Kyle Pitts. Let me ask this a different way. Will Taylor Heinicke unlock Kyle Pitts? Classic DJ Moore question.
I hope so. I hope he unlocks the whole offense because I got him in Scott Fishbowl and starting him in Scott Fishbowl. So, Kirk Cousins going down really wrecked. I'm second place in Scott Fishbowl, but I got Taylor Heinicke and Deshaun Watson starting for me this week, so it's not good.
Oh my God! Guess who just got picked up in my 16-team league with the Barf league by the team in third place?
Taylor Heinicke.
Is it Heinicke?
No.
Jameson Crowder.
And he is starting him this week.
I'm starting him in Scott Fishbowl.
No, not Jameson Crowder. As his wide receiver 3, just got picked up, put in the starting slot. Van Jefferson.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Literally, as I was talking to him, Van Jefferson got picked up.
You read your mind.
He did read my mind, especially because I was going into that league to pick up Van Jefferson. Oh, God. My roster is so bad. Anyways, I've got Leonard Fournette, though, so I got that going for me. Mm. Anyways, alrighty, Bijan, yes. Yes. Unless he gets a headache again, folks. And we all got Atlanta winning this one. All right, Cardinals, Browns. Cardinals are 1-7. Browns are 4-3. Cleveland 8-point favorites, 37.5 point over under. Deshaun Watson has a case of, well, maybe I'll play, maybe I won't. Who knows? He has a case of doing plugs to see if he'll play. The Cardinals have decided that they will choose the quarterback on the plane over, whether it be Clayton Toon or Kyler Murray. I have to assume that is how Kyler's knee responds to the pressure change, I guess. I don't know why they're doing it on the flight over. It seems very dumb. James Conner is ready to go and excited to get back on the field. He's not eligible to return this week, but it sounds like he'll be off the IR as soon as possible. Kyler Murray, like I mentioned, questionable. Amari DeMarco, as Mike calls him, Don Juan DeMarco. DeCardo. I have to write that down because I keep thinking it's DeMarco. DeCardo. I love DeCardo. All right. Amari DeCardo.
DeMarco is a real name. DeCardo is just some words.
Just, let's be clear. So is Amari DeMarco. DeMarco. That's
DeMarco is like of the market, right?
Of the Mercado.
That's
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So Amari went to market and and it's a toe. He's a little piggy.
Yes. His little piggies are
his little piggy went DeMarco. He's ruled out. I got way too excited about that. Michael Wilson. Okay, let's start this over because a lot of digressions. James Conner, not eligible to come off of IR this week, but it looks like he's going to come off when eligible. Kyler Murray, questionable with his knee. Amari DiMercato, ruled out with his toe. Michael Wilson, questionable with a shoulder injury. Tristan Colon, calf injury, has been ruled out for the game. And Kevin Strong is questionable to play with a shoulder injury. There we go. I had to cut through the BS and actually give the folks the information. And then, like I mentioned with the Cleveland Browns, the bad man, Deshaun Watson, can presumably play, but he's just like doing this little like, maybe I will, maybe I won't, I don't know. Here's my thought. He has the yips. He knows he's bad now. He doesn't want to expose that to the world. So he's kind of just playing games. Alex Wright not playing with a knee injury, defensive end for them. Greg Newsom, cornerback, ruled out with a groin injury. David Bell ruled out with a knee injury. And DeJuan Jones is questionable. He is a an offensive tackle for them. So my question is, sit all Cardinals? Not a question. Let's talk about the Browns.
Where do I have Marquise Brown? Yeah, sit him. Yep. No Cardinals.
Mike?
Yeah, I don't think there's a Cardinal you can start in this. Even Amari DiCardo.
Who is, but as we have said, he is not playing. Please do not play him.
Please not play Amari DiCardo. His little piggy went to market. All right. Walker, your question for this one. Another good flex question, I think.
Yeah. Would you rather play Amari Cooper or Jerome Ford?
So, let's see. Cardinals 11th against wide receivers. They are third against running backs. I do worry that PJ Walker hasn't been that great. And I don't know if Deshaun Watson's going to play. How has Cooper been doing with PJ Walker, despite PJ Walker being terrible?
Fine. I mean, he's
fine. Let's see. 6 for 89 last week, 2 for 22 the week before, 4 for 108 the week before that, 1 for 16 the week before that.
The week before that, to be fair, was Watson.
I thought Watson didn't play that much in the game. Didn't he go out after like 4?
That was against
Andy. No, that was DTR.
No.
DTR the game before that?
I don't think it was.
Against Baltimore? So Seattle, 6 for 89. Indy, 2 for 22. Yes. Niners, 4 for 108. And then the game that I said 1 for 16, that was DTR.
Oh.
On October 1st.
Oh, they had a bye. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right, DTR. Yeah. So, yeah, the last three games have been Walker, and he has, let's see, 12 catches for 219 yards. So he's averaging four for 73.
Yeah, and that almost doesn't tell the story because he's had two great games and one stinker.
Like, yeah, he had 2 for 22 against Indy, and otherwise he's been good. So he hasn't been catching touchdowns, which is a little concerning and probably won't. He'll probably continue not to catch many touchdowns, but I think he's a pretty stable wide receiver 3 at worst.
Yeah, I would probably, in any sort of league where you got points for catches, I would rather go with Cooper because in the running back room that they're not really throwing to the running back too much, but when they are, it's been Kareem Hunt. And also Ford is splitting with Kareem Hunt now. Like, it's become a split. So I think that Ford had a down week last week. That split situation, and then Cooper's been solid 2 out of 3 games with PJ Walker. I'm gonna go Cooper in this situation.
I agree, Cooper. I think the Cardinals defense, well, they're bad all around, I believe, but I with the split, as you mentioned, Jeff, I don't like it. So yeah, Cooper.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know who I'm saying that to.
Me neither. I would also go with Amari Cooper.
All right. So clean sweep across the board. But how are we feeling about Jerome Ford this week?
I have him at running back 22. He's a low-end RB2, high-end flex, I would say.
Okay. Perfect. Mike, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I think it depends on if he gets in the end zone or not. But with 4 teams on the bye, I could see him in that 24 range. Kareem Hunt in the 22, 24 range as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys in the like 18 to like 28 range. They're just kind of not great just because there's a lot of like problems with a lot of these options. Like by ECR, Aaron Jones, Chuba Hubbard, Kareem Hunt, Zach Moss, Gus Edwards, Jerome Ford, Royce Freeman are 18 through 24. Like, that's a lot of question marks. I don't like that. Yeah, that's a lot of question marks.
I would rather not play most of those guys.
Yeah. So, Walker, do you have, like, Daryl Henderson above that group?
Yeah, I have Daryl Henderson at 16.
Okay. What about, like, a Deonta Foreman?
Deonta Foreman I have at 40.
Okay. So, way down. So, the other direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Browns. David Njoku, top of the blob. Just stays there.
Yeah, I have him at 12 this week. So, I mean, if you've got him, you're probably playing him, I would say.
All right, let me ask you both this. David Njoku or Trey McBride against Cleveland? Oh, this game.
Trey McBride.
We already said we weren't. Oh, Trey McBride might fall against the Cardinals.
I wouldn't start McBride.
I would.
I probably wouldn't, but I'm tempted. I've been
single worst matchup for opposing tight ends.
That's fair.
Okay, I wouldn't start McBride.
That's fair, dog. All right.
I'd go with Njoku as well, yeah.
Njoku or Logan Thomas?
Logan.
Yeah, I'd go Logan.
I think so, too. Njoku or Jonnu Smith?
Njoku, for sure.
Yeah, pretty solidly there. Njoku or Furgo?
Njoku.
Ferguson.
Ferguson going up against Philly, that's a good matchup. I think I would go with David Njoku just because I trust him more. Dalton Schultz or David Njoku?
Schultz.
I'm probably going to Njoku again.
I'm with Mike here. I'm going to Njoku. Schultz had those three touchdowns, and he was good without Tank Dell. But I believe Tank Dell's back, right?
Mm-hmm, he is.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't trust him with Tank Dell. So, alrighty, that's pretty comprehensive rundown. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns, the team that knows who their quarterback. Oh, actually, no, neither team knows who their quarterback is. That freaking rules. We could have Kyler versus Deshaun Watson or Clayton Toon versus PJ Walker.
Roto World is saying that Deshaun Watson's going to start, but I don't know how reliable that is.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. All right. We all got the Cleveland Browns. Let's move on to the next game. Rams and Packers. Speaking of another team that doesn't know who their quarterback's going to be on Sunday, looks like Matthew Stafford. It's sounding like the most likely thing for his thumb is that they're going to rest it this week because I believe they have a bye next week. Mm-hmm. I'll give him 2 weeks to rest. Yes. And they'll roll with Brett Rippin. Rippin. I don't know why my mouth does that. Rippin, folks.
They're going to go with the football around.
He's going to go with rippin ass. They're going to go with farts at quarterback. So that's what's going on with Matthew Stafford. It's a 10 a.m. game. Just a reminder, you'll know at 8:30. Really, you're not just making any decisions on Sunday because you're not deciding between Tua and Matthew Stafford or Patrick Mahomes and Matthew Stafford. So by the time the game starts, you'll know if Matthew Stafford's going to be playing or not. Other injuries here. Ernest Jones is out with a knee injury. Puka Nacua is questionable on Sunday's game, but it looks like he's going to play with his knee issue. And then Kobe Durant was limited a participant in Seattle's practice.
I don't think so, unless he's infiltrating.
So. Yeah, I was just reading the note and I was like, wait a second. I did an Imran Burgundy there because I was just reading it instead of thinking about what I was reading.
you did a Charles Barkley teleprompter.
That's right. All right. On the other side, Quay Walker, questionable. Rudy Ford, questionable. Limited participant with a calf injury. And that is it for the Green Bay Packers. So, Walker, let's talk about – I don't know why I said it like that. Let's talk about the Rams.
Would you rather play Daryl Henderson or Puka Nacua?
Puka.
What if it's Brett Rippin?
Puka.
Okay.
Yeah, Puka. Puka.
The reason I was...
I agree. Oh. Yeah. I was just saying I agree. Yeah.
Puka runs those... We talked about it way back at the beginning of the year. when we were like, is Puka Nacua for real? We talked about how Puka kind of finds his routes are those ones that bad quarterbacks really love too, because he's just kind of open in the holes in the zone where he where Rippin can just very good. I did it. He can just literally, no pun intended, grip it and rip it. Like he can just toss him straight down to Rippin.
Well, and
down to Puka.
Yeah, and Rippin doesn't have much arm either, ironically. So he's going to be dumping off a lot, I would guess. This is going to be a, Tutu Atwell is going to have, no catches in this game.
Oh, absolutely not. There's not a chance that hell Tutu Atwell has more than one catch.
Right. It's going to be all underneath stuff. You know, Higbee might get a little bit more because it's underneath dump off stuff. But they're probably not going to throw the running backs because McVay's offense never really focuses on throwing to the running backs. So it's probably just going to be a lot of Cup and Nacua, and they're just going to be inefficient with a bunch of targets.
Yeah. And people are focusing on the 54 receiving yards from Darrell Henderson last week and not the three targets.
Right. Exactly. It's not repeatable.
Yeah. And also Tutu Atwell, my prediction is one catch for -3 yards because a screen will get blown up.
I mean, we'll come back to that.
That's my prediction for Tutu. More like poo-poo Atwell.
Jesus.
Mike, what are your thoughts? Henderson or Puka?
Yeah, I got to go Puka Nacua as well. I think he's going to get targeted quite a bit in this game. And Henderson, after that one game, he hasn't really been all that great. So
he was good last week, wasn't he?
He was running back 19 last week.
That's because he caught,
three passes for 54 yards, which I just said is completely repeatable, Mike.
No, it's not. It's not repeatable.
Oh, wait. Did I say the opposite of that?
I think you might.
My bad. I said the opposite of that. Can somebody explain why people are talking about Royce Freeman?
Because he scored a touchdown.
Oh, okay. That's why. Cool. Yep. Cool, man. Are we going to talk about Alec Ingold?
No, because he's a fullback.
Ah. I have, in desperate times, started Kyle Juszczyk in running back slot. So
I have.
Same.
Yeah.
You're not an experienced fantasy player until you've done that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I played Aaron Ripkowski one time.
Ooh, that is a real, that's a real deep dive there. That's a real, somehow you've gotten below the bottom of the barrel. And you're just still scraping. You're just scraping away there.
Yeah, I've scraped so hard that I'm actually underground now. I didn't notice, but that's where I am. I need to be rescued.
Right, you're upside down in China. You've come out in China.
It actually worked. I'm the first person to dig to China. And it's just because I was scraping the bottom of the barrel too
hard. All righty. If Matthew Stafford plays, please do not play him.
No, I am not playing Matthew Stafford anywhere.
Yeah, not if he plays. Hate Crime Higbee, lower blob?
Yeah, I think so. Here, let me look. I have him at 21, so yeah, low blob.
Low blob. You're talking about Higbee or Mayer or Kate Otten?
Oh, I'd rather play Kate Otten for sure.
Ooh, against Houston. All right, Mike, is Higbee out of your lineups this week, if you can help it?
Well, yeah, especially if he's at 21 on Walker's list. Yeah, he's definitely not going to see my lineup.
All right, cool. Sounds good. So let's talk about the Packers. Are there any Packers we want to start?
No.
Keyword here is want to.
No, I don't think so.
Aaron Jones will make his way into your lineups because of desperation, but good God, do I not feel good about a single Packer.
No, I mean, Jordan Love is a streaming option because the Rams defense is bad against quarterbacks and there's a lot of injured quarterbacks and quarterbacks on bye that would be ahead of him. So in a normal week, this would not be a great option. But this week, you can play him if you're desperate. Jones, you're probably playing, but again, you're not super happy about it. AJ Dillon, no thank you. And the receivers are all, Watson is the highest upside wide receiver 3 type. Dobbs is a touchdown dependent flex, and Jaden Reed is probably too volatile to play.
All right, that's fair. By the way, I'm counting how many games this week have both quarterbacks who started the season for the team. 6. Seven if you count Thursday Night Football, where both teams have their starting quarterback from week one. So half the lineup.
That's not very good.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So that's to Walker's point about how many poop quarterbacks there are out there this week. So you might get backed into a Jordan Love. I would not want to do it, but I fully understand. You don't have to feel bad if it happens to you.
Yeah, it could happen to you, and it's not your fault.
Yeah, I'm going to go Packers. No.
It's a road
game. I'll go Packers.
Yeah, I just don't think Stafford's going to play, so I'm going Packers.
I'm going Packers.
These are two very equally talented teams, so I'm going with the home team, the Packers. All right. Commanders at the Patriots. Commanders are 3-5. Patriots are 2-6. This is a 40.5 point over under. New England 3-point favorites in this one. Injuries for the Commanders. Ricky Stromberg has been ruled out with a knee injury.
For sure.
Yeah, that's a person. Percy Butler questionable with a calf injury. Curtis Samuel out with a toe injury. So wheels up on your Jahan Dotsons, I guess.
Yeah, he's all of a sudden the number two receiver on the team. So yeah, he's definitely a guy you can play, I think.
Yep. And then Kendrick Bourne went on IR. Devontae Parker ruled out for Sunday's game. Farrell Brown is questionable with a back injury. Tyquan Thornton is questionable with a foot injury. Josh Uche is questionable with a toe injury. I'm sorry, foot injury. Same thing.
Yeah, pretty close.
Close enough. Juwan Bentley, questionable with a hammy. Calvin Anderson is placed on IR with illness. Did Bro get COVID?
He probably got COVID.
Yeah, that sounds like either COVID or the plague.
He might have long COVID.
Illness has kept him out of practice for 2 weeks. Not to miss the next four games, bro.
Yeah, he might have gotten rhabdo.
I was gonna say, did he get MRSA?
I hope not, because then other people probably are gonna get it.
Oh God.
Mike has taken his dogs outside. So
this is crazy. All right,
we won't have Mike for a minute or two.
All right, let's talk shit about the Colts.
The Colts. They suck really bad.
Yeah, the Colts are terrible. Mike can't hear us.
Mike's right there. He probably can't hear us.
Oh, he's getting another Dr. Pepper, folks.
That's right. All right.
So let's talk about the Patriots while Mike sits down and cracks his Dr. Pepper. Heard us talking trash about the Colts, probably. Oh, he's
Mike's on mute. Mike's on mute. Oh, no.
Mike's on mute.
Damn right I did.
All right, there we go.
He says.
All right, my question, and we touched on the reason I brought this question up is just because we touched on it on the Tuesday episode, and I see literally nobody talking about this except for us, is will Ramondre Stevenson get a bigger passing role with the Kendrick Bourne and now the Devontae Parker injury? Like, it feels like he's poised for like an 8-target game.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I think this is going to be a pretty close game, so I wouldn't expect that they're going to be doing like 2-minute drill offense in the second half, but I think that Ramondre will get 5 or more targets in this game, I'll say.
Yeah, I really feel like we can feel better about playing Ramondre this week, not just because the fewer players, but because of the increased target load that we all see coming.
Yeah, and I think I saw Frank Amarante put up that his receiving prop is way inflated this week, all of a sudden. So Vegas is expecting him to catch more passes as well.
Ah, okay. So Frank did like my tweet about maybe if the Patriots had a player who's top three in their position and target. So he seems to be on this train as well. So Mike, are you feeling this as well? This Ramondre Stevenson more targets? I asked the question as Mike brings the drink up to his lips. I'm going to watch Mike, and every time he goes to take a sip, I'm going to ask him a question. Mike, to you.
To me?
To you.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think so. It's just because of the obvious, as we just talked about, lesser players. He's a good receiving back. So I think you definitely got to get him in your lineup, especially if he's going to be catching passes.
Also because Mac Jones stinks. I saw people being like, ooh, maybe Tyquan Thornton will catch a long one. Bro, Mac Jones is throwing him the football. He's not going to catch squat.
Pretty much.
I mean, you're not wrong.
This is a real 2-2 and Brett Rippon situation going on here. Except one's supposed to be the starting quarterback.
Wasn't Thornton a second round pick too?
He was.
Yeah, he's been immediately supplanted by seventh round pick Pop Douglas.
Are you insinuating that Bill Belichick is bad at drafting wide receivers high? How dare you, Mike? How dare you? His track record speaks for itself.
Mm.
It's Nikhil Harry's year next year. You watch. Trading a second for Mosinu. Just incredible roster management.
Yeah, I forgot about that, man. That's almost as bad as trading a second for Chase Claypool.
It's worse because the Claypool trade is worse because it ended up being the number 32 pick. Like, that's worse. But the trade itself, Claypool was in what, his third year in the league, and Mosinu was in his like eighth.
Yeah, something
like that. Like, we knew what Mosinu was there. The Bears were like, maybe we can tap into Chase Claypool.
True. I mean, Sanu was on his third team when they traded for him. The Patriots became his fourth team.
The Niners became his fifth team.
Yes, that's right. And then the Lions became his sixth team.
Mike, did he play for the Colts at any point?
No, we already went through this.
Okay.
I think he was on the practice squad.
There we go. Perfect. All right. Before we talk about Mike's question, let's talk about Walker brought him up. Mike, how do you feel about DeMario Pop Douglas?
I think he has a lot of pop into him, and will definitely not pop on the statistical charts.
Get him. I think that he's a volume guy. I think that's it. If he pops this week, pun intended, it will be because of volume. And that's it. By the way, how the mighty have fallen. Juju, complete.
Oh yeah.
Afterthought.
Yeah, non-factor here.
Non-factor. Juju, non-factor.
Yeah, Pop has at least two targets in every game, and he's had six or more three times out of seven games. Four catches in three out of five games, multiple catches in five out of seven, no touchdowns, and he's not very big, so you wouldn't expect him to score many touchdowns. So he's a flex option, but he's doesn't have a whole lot of upside, I would say.
He seems like a guy that would be better suited for a more potent offense as like a chain mover kind of jitterbug type guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than like the guys that the Steelers and 49ers always have, like Ray
Juwan
McCloud.
Jennings?
Oh, Ray no, Ray he's not a jitterbug. He's kind of big and not
okay,
that fast.
I thought you meant as the third receiver, but
no,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like Ray McCloud or Gunnar Olszewski or DeMarcus Ayers.
Calvin Austin III.
Yeah, he's better than those guys, I would say. But he's not amazing. He's fine. And he's probably going to get the most targets of any other wide receivers.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also think it won't be enough to matter particularly.
I'm like playing him in one league. But yeah, I'm expecting like 10 PPR points.
I think that would be a good game for him. Like a 4 for 60.
Yeah, I was thinking 5 for 50. So yeah, pretty much same thing.
Yeah, and like Mike said, Mike put it perfectly. Don't expect him to pop in the stat sheet. So let's talk about Mike. You wanted to talk about Jahan Dotson now that Curtis Samuel is out.
Yeah, should we trust Dotson after? I mean, again, lesser receivers. Is Dotson gonna do something? I mean, he did well last week. Is he gonna continue that streak?
I want him to. Can I vote for? I want him to.
I like that.
So Mike allows you to do this bullshit, and I don't.
Get him, Walker.
I won't let Jeff squirm out of answering questions.
Will he be good? Yes, because he is going to get 9 targets. Why are you shaking your head at me like that? I averaged his last two games, which were 10 and 8 targets.
All right, fine. I mean, fine. Good enough.
Oh, Walker talking to big game. I won't let Jeff squirm out of stuff. And then Jeff squirms out and Walker's like, oh, no.
Jeff, no, you answered the question.
I've squirmed. I've successfully squirmed.
No, you answered it.
All right. Let's talk about other than Ramondre, are there any Patriots we want to start?
No.
I agree. No. Commanders, we already talked about. We're starting Logan Thomas. We feel good about Logan Thomas, upper blob guy. He's back, folks. We kind of talked about the options around Logan Thomas. Brian Robinson?
I have him at running back 24. I'd like to get away from him, but you might have to play him.
I know, that's how I feel about him. Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, he's touching the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And that's it. He's just touching the ball a lot.
That's completely, he's going to get, like, 13 carries for 46 yards and 2 catches for 8 yards. And you just got to hope he scores a touchdown.
He's going half mixing.
Yeah.
He's very touchdown dependent.
Yes, yeah. He will score, like, 7 points or 13 points.
Half mixing, folks. All right, Mike. How are we feeling about Sam Howell this week?
The Patriots defense, not too good. I think he probably falls out of the top 12 this week, maybe QB 14 or 15.
Okay. Walker, where do you have Howell ranked?
13.
Okay, so about the same ballpark. I would be a little bit more bullish on him just because I don't like a lot of the options out there this week and we're short on options. Like, I find it really hard to put him behind guys that are in their first or second start. So I probably would have him probably like 11 or 12. Like, I don't do ranks, but that would probably be where he would end up. But just because the back of the ranks are going to be so disgusting that it's going to kind of push him forward.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of I can't think of something. All right.
Yeah, anyways. I was wondering where you were going with that. Apparently, you were also wondering where you were going.
I was definitely wondering where I was going with that. And then Terry McLaurin, you're all three wide receiver leagues, you're starting them.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, give me the Washington Commanders.
I forgot who I picked. Who did
you
pick?
You guys both picked the New England Patriots.
Oh, how about that?
How about that? All right. Anything else to say about this game?
No.
All right. Next game up is going to be the Bears at the Saints. The Chicago Bears are 2-6. The Saints are 4-4. This is a 41.5-point over-under. Saints, 8.5-point favorites. Injuries in this one. Justin Fields was practicing on Friday. It doesn't sound like he's going to play, considering that he was just getting around to throwing and he had to wear a special glove to put more padding around his thumb so that he didn't have to grip so hard. Doesn't really sound like a guy who's playing on Sunday. Nate Davis is out with an ankle injury. Tremaine Edmonds is out with a knee injury. Terrell Smith is out with an illness. And Jaquan Brisker is out with a concussion. For the Saints on the other side, you've got Malcolm Reach out with a no designation. Something's wrong with him. He's got an owie.
He heard it.
Indisclosed owie. Kendre Miller is questionable with an illness. Bro. Oh, were the Saints the team that? Yes, because it was Alvin Kamara that said everybody was pooping all the time last week, and it brought them together. He said they had a shit bug, according to him, I think was the phrase.
Jesus.
Ty Summers exploded. He has a concussion and a hamstring injury, and he has been ruled out for this game. Ryan Connolly also ruled out linebacker. So you both have questions. Who gets to go first? I will go with Mike gets to go first. Mike, who is your question for this week about?
Is DJ Moore or is it going to be Cole Kmet? I think the first week with Tyler Badgett, it was DJ Moore.
Tyler Badgett?
Tyson.
Was Stevie Tyson. Griffin there?
Tyson Badgett? No. Tyson Badgett. I knew it was a T in there somewhere. And then last week it was Cole Kmet. So who's it going to be this week?
More it's going to be Tyler Bagent and Amari DeMarco.
DeCardo.
God bless it.
You wrote it down.
I did write it down, but it's so not a name that I don't even remember it. All right. I'm going to go with DJ Moore. The Saints have a good tight end defense, if I'm remembering well off the top of my head. And am I?
For the most part, yes.
Yes, I am. Woo! They have a good tight end defense. Cole Kmet is very much a matchup based play, so I will go with DJ Moore in this situation.
I agree. I would also go with DJ Moore.
Okay, but do we feel good about playing DJ Moore this week?
Good no. But I'm not like panicking if I have to play him, I would say. I feel nothing.
Whoa. Walker, do we need to stop the podcast and talk?
Emergency intervention.
Oh no.
How do you feel about DJ Moore? I feel nothing. hold on. I just remembered DJ Moore was in the South, so let's see how he did against the Saints in the past. Oh no. He was bad against the Saints in the past.
Wow, but he's on a different team now.
Yeah, that's true. But in 9 games, he had 500. I guess that's okay. 9 games, 533 receiving yards. That's what? That's actually not that great.
60 receiving. Yeah, that's 59 receiving yards a game.
Yeah, he's averaging about 4 catches for 59 receiving yards. So about just under 10 PPR points. So, yeah, I would still go with DJ Moore there.
Mike, what do you think about your own question?
What do you think about your own question?
I'm going to go back to the well and go DJ Moore.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm still checking. Let's see. At New Orleans. Oh, boy. 1 for 10 at New Orleans. 3 for 29. 4 for 93. Mm-hmm. 6 for 120. Okay, it means nothing. Okay, it means nothing. Let's go. All right. Walker, your question.
Chris Olave or Taysom Hill?
Stop it. It's obviously Taysom Hill. I mean, Chris Olave has been very inconsistent.
Yeah, he has.
You know, it's Chris Olave.
I would still play Olave.
Okay, now let me ask you about this. Which would be more fun to root for, Chris Olave or Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill.
Chris Olave, because I hate Taysom Hill.
Oh, Taysom Hill is so frustrating. Actually, I will forever love Taysom Hill because the Saints lost to the 49ers in 2 different games because Sean Payton outthought himself with Taysom Hill. So thanks, Sean Payton. Sean Python.
Reminds Mike of his dick.
That's right. listen to the Patreon episode for that. And we say curse words in that one. We say True. The F word. All righty. It would be Chris Olave. Chris Olave has not been what we expected of him, especially after the first 3 games, but he's still been good. Like, that's the thing is I think people are overreacting about Olave. Like, oh no, he was 5 for 46 last week. Like, that's not great, but before that, 7 for 57, 7 for 96. So, you know, he had a couple bad games in there, but that was also when, like, Derek's car. There are multiple Derek cars. That's where Derek's car... shoulder was all funky, and he was like not playing that well. So it makes sense that Chris Olave got 2 bad games in there. So I think Chris Olave is still a must start every week. I think he's a top 15 guy every week.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, Chris Olave, wide receiver 28 right now on the season. It's 25 sounds good. I would take him over Hill. Yeah, they're not playing the Colts, but they are playing the Bears. So, yikes. He had his good game. I'm going to go with Olave.
Mike just straight said he's good for 1 game a season and dismissively waved his hand. Mike really did the like this freaking guy. All right. We all got the Saints winning this one. Walker, did you fill these out for me?
What? No.
I have ones that I don't remember filling out. I usually fill them out during the episode.
Yeah, filled out like 3 in advance for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, you did. You must have been tired or something because, yeah, you've...
Bro, what am I doing? All right. I also got weirded out because I thought this was last week's because I was going to say Bird Battle, Seahawks-Ravens. And I was like, wait, I said Bird Battle last week with the Ravens. I was like, oh, no, they played the Cardinals last week. It's just Bird Battles all around. Seahawks 5-2 at Baltimore. Ravens are 6-2. Baltimore 6-point home favorites. 44.5-point over under. Seattle Seahawks injuries. Phil Haynes is questionable with a calf injury. Kenny McIntosh was a full participant in practice on Wednesday, coming back from IR. So big trouble for Kenneth Walker there with Kenny McIntosh coming back. And that is it for the Seahawks. For the Baltimore Ravens, if my tab would switch here. The Baltimore Ravens We've got Marcus Williams questionable with a hamstring injury, and Morgan Moses doubtful with a shoulder injury. Rock Ya-Sin, Indianapolis Colts legend, questionable. And Daryl Worley is window is opened to return from IR, but it doesn't look like he's going to play in this one. By the way, get wrecked, ESPN writers. Marcus Williams has been deemed question for Sunday's game. God, right much? Jesus Christ.
Has been deemed question.
Has been deemed question? All right, Walker, let's talk about two Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, would you rather play Kenneth Walker or DK Metcalf?
I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound hot takey, but it's not Kenneth Walker, and it's not even close.
I would have to think about it a little bit, but I'd also go with Kenneth Walker.
The Ravens are one of the best defenses in the NFL at stopping opposing wide receivers. There are three of them. Geno Smith has been very inconsistent lately, and Kenneth Walker is an absolute beast. I would go with Kenneth Walker.
I agree. Walker.
A clean sweep for me.
A clean sweep. Walker just wanted people to go, Walker is great. I love Walker.
That's right.
All right. Let's talk about Mike's question about, let's roll back really quick. Are we still starting DK Metcalf, even though he's been getting a lot of targets, but he hasn't been doing much with it.
Wide receiver 45.
Yeah.
I mean, he did miss a game, but yeah, not good. I think based on prior performance, you're probably, and the fact that he's getting targets, I mean, he was double-digit targets last week. I don't think you can go away from that. It's kind of the same thing as with Devontae Smith a few weeks ago, where it's like, well, yeah, but he's getting a bunch of targets, so eventually it's going to work, and it did. So I think DK is going to have a good game at some point, and I don't think you can stomach leaving him on your bench, honestly.
Yeah, at least 8 targets in 3 out of his last 4 games, so he's right. Getting the targets.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with wide receiver 3 leagues, but wide receiver 2 leagues, maybe flex. But either way, you're getting him in your lineups.
Okay. I got really distracted there because I was trying to think of what about JSN or Tyler Lockett?
I still don't think you can play JSN in a bad matchup here. He's still number 3 on the depth chart. Lockett, he's a boom-bust wide receiver 3, I would say. You could get a really good game, or you could get virtually nothing. But, if you have him, you're probably playing him. But I don't think this is a great spot for him.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Lockett's a wide receiver 37.
But I thought he would be higher.
No, unfortunately. At least according to FF today, that's where he's at. And full point PPR. So I would pretty much say the same thing that I said about DK Metcalf. Wide receiver 3, definitely. And flux. So either way, you're starting him.
What about Eugene Cyril Smith III, who has one top 12 performance this season? Are we still starting him?
That would be Geno Smith, Mike.
Oh, I'm like, say who?
Eugene Cyril Smith III.
No. Well, maybe no. No, you're not starting him.
Maybe no, Mike. We're just going to let Mike go for the next 12 hours. Going to be Mike debating Geno Smith with himself.
Maybe no.
I'm benching Geno Smith this week.
Yeah, same. I don't want to play him at all.
Yeah, I would rather start Sam Howell than Geno Smith.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what sort of got me there. I think Geno Smith is probably, what, QB 17? What do you got him at, Walker?
20.
20? Ooh, yikes. Okay.
You heard it here first, folks. Geno Smith got Mike there.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
All right, didn't even remember his name.
Yeah. What? Just wham, bam. Thank you, Eugene Cyril Smith III.
Eugene.
All right. Mike, you want to talk about Augustus Edwards, which is his legal name.
Augustus. Yeah. So Gus Edwards, 2 straight weeks. I think 5 total touchdowns. Is he going to be continuously plunging that end zone, getting 60 yards and a plunge, or do we just not start this dude?
I would start him.
I think you kind of have to right now. I mean, the way they're running the offense, when they get close, it's Gus Edwards. So,
yeah.
I think he's as likely to score a touchdown as just about any running back outside of like the top five guys.
Just as much a chance to score a running back touchdown as anybody except Justice Hill, who seems to get a bunch of running back touchdowns and that's it.
He got two rushing touchdowns in like the first game, and I don't know if he's scored since.
He scored 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
I feel like he did because Justice Hill had that many fantasy points. Ooh, he scored 4 weeks ago. Time is an illusion. All right. Do you ever think about like how time is real but also not real?
No, I really don't, honestly.
How time is real but measuring time isn't?
I've thought about it before, but not often.
Okay. Mike, what about you?
I think about time as taking up my time to spend some time with a lot of time.
All right. Speaking of wasting time, are we starting any Ravens wide receivers this week?
Yeah, you can start Zay Flowers.
Mike?
I agree. So Zay Flowers, absolutely.
Zay Flowers, 5 for 19 last week, which was a terrible game. But before that, 4 for 75, 6 for 50 and a touchdown, 5 for 73. Very consistently getting at least 3 catches for 50 yards, except for last week where we'll just say it was a very weird game against Arizona. I think this game will be far more normal. Although, bring up the tweet, the Seattle Seahawks have never played a normal football game.
Exactly.
Yeah. alrighty. Anything else from this game? You're starting Lamar, you're starting Mark Andrews, you're starting... here we go. Gus Bus or Ken Walker?
Walker.
Yeah, Walker.
Okay. Gus Bus or we didn't talk about the Bears guys. Gus Bus or Deonta Foreman?
Edwards.
Yeah. Are we starting any Bears guys? We forgot to talk about the Bears running backs.
No.
Not the running backs. No way.
I agree. Let's talk about Buccaneers Texans. Mm-hmm. Both teams are 3-4. The Buccaneers travel to Houston for this one. It is a 3-point. I'm sorry. Houston are 3-point favorites on the road. It is a Rewind. They are 3-point home favorites. 39.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. The Buccaneers. Vita Vea questionable with a groin injury. Christian Izian.
Izian,
dealing with an illness. Dang, there's a lot of poops going around the NFL. he's questionable with an illness. And then Matt Feller ruled out with a knee injury. That Feller's hurt.
they call it the National Fart League.
Woo! Logan Hall out with a groin injury from too much pooping.
That's right. Yeah, he strained his groin from being on the toilet.
From being on the turlet. He was
on the damn turlet.
He is on the damn turlet. All right.
He was turtling on the turlet.
By the way, I just like to point out a coworker at work today was saying that a car got towed in, and he said a car got turd in, and then everybody started laughing at him.
Nice. That's a classic. That's a classic group chat in real life.
Yeah. all right. And then Houston Texans, Brevin Jordan out with a foot injury. Robert Woods out with a foot injury. Damian Pierce out with an ankle injury. Jarrett Patterson undergoing surgery to repair a fractured fibula. Ooh, placed on IR.
Jesus.
Juice Scruggs, hamstring out for 1 to 2 more weeks, currently on IR. Do not have a lower half of your body if you play for the Houston Texans, because that bitch getting hurt.
I think their strength and conditioning may need a little improvement.
They always strength and conditioning coach is one of those guys at the gym that are super buff up top, and
yeah,
they have
no
skinny
legs.
little skinny legs. Yeah. All right, so this is an interesting question, and I have to preface this with in fantasy, because we know he's not good. Rashad White has 13 catches for 130 yards in his last two games. Is he good for fantasy now?
I'm still not convinced, but I think you should play him this week, I will say.
I think so too. That's kind of where this question was going.
Yeah, I agree. Especially against Houston. I think he catches quite a few passes. He's like Ramondre Stevenson, just not as talented. So I like him.
You heard it here first. He is sucky Ramondre Stevenson.
He's a sucky Ramondre.
I think that, yeah, I think he's carving out this role for fantasy, where he's a good, you know, he's a good running back for fantasy purposes. Kind of like how there's receivers in the NFL that aren't great, but they get a ton of underneath targets. So they actually, it's more tight end thing. They're not great, but they get a ton of targets. Tyler Higbee. And I think that was
Tyler Higbee.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard me. You heard me. Isis these.
Jeff's going to work that into every single podcast episode.
I just need to know. I just, if you know, they're always like, if you could ask any person living or dead one question, what would it be? I would ask Tyler Higbee what he meant by Isis these nuts. What does that mean, Tyler? Please explain it to me.
It's a great question, and one that we'll likely never know the answer to.
That's true. One of life's true mysteries. I think you can start Rashad White. Walker, is Rashad White in the top 20 for you this week?
Yes.
All right.
22?
No, he's in the top 20.
Oh, in the top 20. 18.
17.
So let's do this. Rashad White or James Cook?
I mean, I have him back-to-back, so...
Ooh, I'm good at this. I have intentionally stopped looking at Walker's ranks before the episode to make sure that everything is organic as possible.
Yeah, I'd go James Cook.
I'd Rashad, go White.
Rashad, really? What? Who are you, Tyler Higbee?
Jesus.
Rashad White or Aaron Jones?
White.
Yeah.
Rashad White or Isaiah Pacheco?
White.
I'd go Pacheco.
Rashad White or Ramondre Stevenson?
White.
Stevenson.
All right. So you got some opinions there, some mixed opinions, but it sounds like he's
I'm big on Stevenson this week, so.
Yeah, I'm huge. I'm pretty big on Stevenson as well. Can't wait to put a parlay with Ramondre Stevenson and nailing Ramondre Stevenson and getting like going under on Hunter Renfrow catches and he gets like 12 catches or some dumb shit. All right. Mike has a question about the Texans, all of them specifically.
Yeah. Do we start any of these guys or did bench them all?
I think you can start Nico Collins and I think you can start Dalton Schultz.
Devin,
and I was going to say it is
Singletary.
And isn't Damian Pierce out for this game?
He is out. That's why you can start Devin Singletary.
Right.
I like how I did a visual bit that nobody like. I got very close to the screen for no real reason.
I've done that before. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think you can start Devin Singletary this week because there's. I mean, who's his competition in the backfield? Mike Boone.
Yes.
Boone.
Mike Spoon.
No.
Mike Little Spoon.
That's a different guy. Hey, Mike, there's nothing wrong with being the Little Spoon.
Oh, being a Little Spoon's great. Let's be clear here. Being the Little Spoon is great. Buccaneers are 26 in fantasy points allowed to running back, so I wouldn't expect a big game from Devin Singletary, but I would expect him to get like 16, 17 touches.
Yeah, I was going to say 15, so yeah, I mean, a good amount.
Yeah, I was thinking like 14 carries and 3 catches.
Sure. I mean, I would like that. 14 for 50 and 3 for 22.
Ooh, 3/4 mixing. Mike, what do you think? Would you start Devin Singletary this week?
Yikes. No.
Yikes. I think saying yikes answering that question says everything.
Probably. Mike, not really interested.
Yeah.
No,
I think that, given the situation that tight ends in, starting Dalton Schultz is defensible. Personally, I think that he and Tank Dell are kind of splitting stuff right now, so I don't really want to start Dalton Schultz. But it is defensible.
Thanks.
Are you starting Dalton Schultz?
I mean, no, but I think you can. I'm not anywhere, but that's because I have good tight end situations.
Yeah, we talked about that where we just kind of punted on worrying about tight end this year. It's like, just get Mark Andrews everywhere and you're fine.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, exactly. So Nico Collins, maybe Devin Singletary, maybe Dalton Schultz, and I would wait out CJ Stroud.
I'm not playing Stroud.
Yeah, I would wait him out this week. Buccaneers.
Wait, yes, I am. Never mind.
Walker arguing with themselves.
Yeah.
Can you sort this out and get it back to us?
I have Stroud at 11, so like I wouldn't want to play him, but you can.
All right, let's do this. CJ Stroud or Sam Howell?
Stroud.
Stroud. Mike.
Stroud.
CJ Stroud or Bryce? Oh no, not Bryce Young. That's an easy answer. CJ Stroud or Derek Carr?
Stroud.
Carr.
Really?
Derek Carr does have a bonkers matchup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Who are they playing? I forget.
The Bears. We forgot to talk about Derek Carr. Derek Carr was going to be in my streamers article this week, but he went from 37% rostered to 72% rostered between Wednesday and today.
Yeah, I have him QB9 this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot to talk about Derek Carr. You can start Derek Carr this week. It's a good, it is an incredible matchup against the Bears.
Yeah, they give up a lot of points to almost every quarterback they face.
Yeah. Also sneaky good play this week, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, he's a two quarterback play for sure.
Mm-hmm. Same with McCorkle Jones.
Also correct. Good matchup.
Yep. Alrighty. CJ Stroud or Geno?
Stroud.
Ooh, Mike, you say Geno?
No, he said CJ.
CJ. I thought I heard Geno.
Eugene. That's why I was like,
Eugene. Mike, not going back to the well with Geno. Mike got what he needed out of Geno.
Yep, pretty much. You got me there.
Alrighty. Shall we move on to the next one? I have Houston winning this particular football game.
I also am picking the Texans.
I'm going with the Bucks.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Mike's boys, they're gonna get a victory. We hope.
Hopefully.
We all have the Colts winning this one. Indianapolis travels to Carolina. The Colts are 3-5. Panthers are 1-6. Indianapolis 2.5 point over under. 2.5 point favorites. 43.5 point over under. Man.
2.5 point over under. Imagine it going under.
That would be great.
Two nothing win.
Just a safety. Or a 0-0 overtime tie.
That would be so bad.
Honestly, probably would be my favorite game to watch. Knowing if I knew a game was going to end in a 0-0 tie, that would be the game that I would want to watch because I would just want to see how it got there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it's
we love to watch a car wreck.
That's true. All right. Speaking of car wrecks, the Panthers, folks. That transition didn't work because I was on the Colts injuries first. So speaking of a team playing against a car wreck, Rodney Thomas, safety is questionable. Braden Smith has been ruled out with a hip injury. Zaire Franklin is questionable with a knee injury. Juju Brents is out for this one with a quad injury. Josh Downs questionable with a knee injury. Sounds like he should be playing, I believe. Blake Freeland, offensive tackle, questionable for this game as well. On the other side, injuries for the Carolina Panthers. We have Claudin Cherlis placed on IR with a knee injury. Dante Jackson, questionable with a quad injury. Von Bell, doubtful with a quad injury. Justin Houston, out with a hamstring injury. Viska Chenault, out with an ankle. DJ Chark, questionable with an elbow injury. It looks like he is expected to play. JC Horn is making good progress. Still not ready for this game. He is currently on IR. Mike, talk about your boy.
Yeah, Josh Downs. Is he going to finish in the top 24?
No. Next question.
Okay. Walker, where do you got him?
Not in the top 24.
Okay. I think that Josh Downs is good. I also think that the Colts are going to take every opportunity to run the ball down the Panthers' throats.
Yeah.
They are the worst run defense in the NFL.
Yeah, and the Colts love to run the ball. Plus, they won't want to let Gardner Minshew throw much because he could throw three or four picks and keep the Panthers in the game. So I think Steichen will be smart enough to just run the ball a shitload. And, Jonathan Taylor should have a really good game. Zach Moss should have a good game. You can play Michael Pittman, but Downs is iffy, I would say.
Yeah, I would stay away from Downs just because the way that the Panthers work, it's like you're going to be like, okay, so they're it's second and 25. Okay, they're going to hand off second and six from the 25. All right, they're going to hand off the ball to Jonathan Taylor scored a 25-yard touchdown. Okay. Like, they're not going to get in the range where Josh Downs is going to get a lot of end zone targets. It's going to be a lot of the running backs, and I would start them both this week, Taylor and Moss.
Yes, I agree.
Two-headed monster.
The two-headed monster, including Zach Moss.
Hey, people forget Zach Moss was technically a top five tight end for me in that draft class. People forget because people don't know.
Top five tight end? That's impressive.
Top five running back. Why do I do that? Why am I like this?
I can't explain it, Jeff.
Why am I like? Why do I do these things? Why do I say? Why do these words come out of my mouth?
I don't know.
It's Friday. You've had a long week.
Got to get down on Friday. Walker's noise of disapproval. All right. So Josh Downs outside the top 24, I believe, for all of us, but not because of Josh Downs, but because the Panthers suck butt against running backs.
That's correct.
All right. Speaking of sucking butt, Walker, let's talk about Chuba Hubbard.
Hey, he hasn't been too bad this year. Would you rather play Chuba Hubbard or Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen, and it ain't even close.
I agree.
Yeah, Adam Thielen.
I do think that you can probably play Hubbard if you're desperate this week because he is kind of the starting running back there now, but I don't expect it to be great, and Thielen has just been really consistent.
Yeah, my thoughts on it were that, you know, yes, Chuba is getting the start, but it's going to be like Blackshear is going to get a bunch of touches, and Sanders can't go all the way to the Phantom Zone, the Phantom Realm, like they had him last week. They can't just keep doing that. It's not going to work because Chuba Hubbard can't be the lead back forever. You know, so I think that, you know, I think he's probably going to get like 9, maybe 11 PPR points this week if he doesn't score a touchdown.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which is good, don't get me wrong, but Adam Thielen is probably looking at like 15 or 16 without a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I think Thielen is a must start. Hubbard is more of a fringe RB2/flex play.
I'll ask you about this. Hubbard or Zachary Moss?
Moss.
Yeah.
I agree. And I feel like I had to ask that question because technically one is starting and one is the backup, but one has so much more opportunity ahead of him.
Right. Like
the Panthers suck. The Colts aren't as bad as the Panthers. Sorry, Mike. They don't suck, but they're not good.
I agree.
Which is fine when you're on your backup quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
So are we starting any Panther other than Adam Thielen and maybe Chuba Hubbard?
No.
Mike?
Nope.
All right. Can I bring up a counterpoint?
Sure.
Guess who has scored touchdowns in two of their last three games?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Tommy Tremble.
Tommy Tremble, baby. Let's go. No, don't start Tommy Tremble. All righty. So Walker said maybe Pittman. I think definitely Pittman. I think Pittman's because when they throw, they're going to throw to Pittman. So I think he'll get like 9-10 targets in this game. Have like a 29-30% target share. Josh Downs, we talked about. I'm trying to make sure we touch everybody. I think that's everybody. Don't start Gardner. Don't start Bryce Young.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right. I got the Colts. Mike's got the Colts. Walker.
I have the Colts.
Let's go, baby. Indianapolis Colts.
It's Colts time.
Finally.
It's Don't Colts time.
It. It's Indianapolis Colts time. Quote Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of cool owners who aren't weird at all, the Las Vegas Raiders. They host the New York Giants. Giants are 2-6. Raiders are 3-5. Vegas 2-point favorites. 37.5 point over under. how bad does your team have to be for the opposing team to get rid of their GM, their head coach, and their starting quarterback for you to be for them to be 2-point favorites? Even at home.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
So AOC, Aiden O'Connell, starting for the Raiders this week. Jimmy Garoppolo benched. Josh McDaniels fired. It's Alec Pierce. Is that who the head coach is now?
Antonio Pierce.
Alec Pierce is
Colts wide receiver.
Yeah, I was going to say that is a currently active NFL player.
He's like, screw it.
One that you like.
One that I like. I was like, wait, I knew it was A. Pierce. Luke Masterson, linebacker, out for the Raiders. Jacob Johnson, fullback, out. Both have concussions. I like to think they bonked into each other at practice, but I know that's not what happened. Thayer Munford Jr. Sure, that is definitely a football player. Thayer Munford Jr. Ruled out with a neck injury. Divine Diablo out with a, I believe that was a hamstring injury. It's not listed what it was, but I remember he went out in the game last week. Robert Spillane, questionable. With nothing again listed. So on the other side, the New York Football Giants. Is Danny Dimes back?
He's back, but I don't want to play him.
He's back, folks. It's not going to be the Tommy DeVito show. Tyrod Taylor is out. Darren Waller is out. Probably headed to IR with a hamstring injury. Graham Gano is on IR. Uh-oh. Who's going to kick for them? Who cares? Deshaun Corbin, who is apparently a running back on their roster, is questionable. Andrew Thomas, questionable, as is Evan Neal. So good stuff going on with that offensive line. All right. Walker.
Yes.
What's your question?
I don't have one.
What's your statement?
You should only play Saquon on the Giants.
Correct. Mike, do you concur?
I concur.
My question is also not a question. It is a statement. Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs, and that's it.
I think you can still play Jacoby Myers.
I don't think so.
Really?
Why not?
Because Aiden O'Connell sucks.
He isn't worse than Jimmy Garoppolo.
But Jimmy Garoppolo sucks and targets particular players.
I mean, Aiden O'Connell's played before this season, hasn't he?
I believe so. Let's see. PFR. Aiden. I'm just going to Google AOC. I'm sure that'll pull up Aiden O'Connell.
Okay, October 1st, he started against the Chargers.
Oh, boy. Well, the Chargers are a bad football team against wide receivers, so I'm sure.
Well, let's see. He had Myers had 4 targets, 2 catches for 33 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
And then O'Connell played against the Bears as well, and Myers had 13 targets, 7 receptions for 50 yards and a touchdown.
So it's a coin flip. So he's a wide receiver 3 this week.
Sure, that's fine.
All right, Mike, how do you feel? Do you concur?
Yeah, I concur.
All right, Mike concurs. All right, let's get into we're just basically skipping that game because
Jesus.
If Danny Dimes plays, don't play him. His neck is all messed up. All right, Cowboys Eagles, finally a good game. We've been trudging through slop for the last 3 games. Cowboys 5-2, Eagles 7-1. Eagles 3-point favorites in this one, 46.5 point over under. Dallas Cowboys injuries. Tyron Smith is questionable with a neck injury. Chuma Adoga is questionable with an ankle injury after leaving the game last week. For the Philadelphia Football Eagles, they have Bradley Roby out with a shoulder injury. Boston Scott out. Grant Calcaterra out. Cam Jurgens placed on IR. Is that how you say his name? Jurgens.
Jurgens, yeah.
I'm always, whenever I see his name, I think of Jair Jurgens from the Braves back in the day. Yeah,
also the Tigers.
Oh, he was on the Tigers too?
Yeah.
Oh, Jair. What a name. And that is it for the Eagles. My question was, is this a start all game, including Fergo and Cooks, because the Eagles are bad in the secondary?
Okay, so let's go through it. Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Check.
Yes. Mike, check.
Check. I concur.
Dak Prescott, yes.
Concur.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the quarterbacks. Running backs. DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Concur.
All right. Tony Pollard.
Yes. Less so than DeAndre Swift, but probably still yes.
Okay. And that's really it. I mean, I guess you could mention Kenneth Gainwell and Rico Dowdle, but you're not playing those guys. So
no.
Let's see. CeeDee Lamb.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ Brown.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me check the stats. And then my eyes pop out of my head like a Tex Avery Wolf seeing a sexy lady.
That's right. Devontae Smith.
Yes.
Mike.
Mike.
No.
We found it.
I think I would still play Smith this week, but I understand having trepidation. Brandon Cooks.
No.
That was where the question really lies.
Yeah, I agree on no for Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, touchdowns and two straight, but I wanted to point out people just looking at fantasy points, touchdowns and two straight. He has had very much blob tight end weeks. 3 for 49, 4 for 36, just a touchdown in each game.
Yeah, I mean, for DFS, sneaky Michael Gallup game, maybe.
I think for DFS, sneaky Brandon Cooks game, but I wouldn't want to trust to start him.
I just think Cooks will be more rostered because he's had 2 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. So if Gallup gets if Gallup gets the touchdown this week, all of a sudden you're profiting. But and then Ferguson, I think yes.
And Dallas Goedert, yes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mike, how do you feel about Cooks and Fergo?
No on both, and yeah.
Ooh.
But yes on Goddard.
Mike, I thought you were drinking. I thought you were drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, not Haterade.
Haterade.
Mike's sipping that Haterade. All right. Speaking of your Haterade, I was gonna ask you to expand on your Devonta Smith thing, but that's kind of your question.
Yeah. Is he gonna finish in the top 30?
Yes.
Yes.
I
think this is gonna be a game where the 46.5 point over under is going to get eclipsed by a lot of points. I don't think there will be a lot of defense in this game.
I could see, because it's a serious football team, I could see the Cowboys getting absolutely rinsed in this game. And like it being like garbage time where the Cowboys get their points. And so it ends up being like 38-21.
The last time the 49ers were good, when they rinsed the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, did they ever?
Jeff and I agree that Devontae Smith will be top 30, which means Mike will be right and he won't be.
Yeah, that's right. Mike, we're going to come in. It's going to be a game where it's like 65 total points and Devontae Smith somehow has 3 catches for 27 yards. We're like, come on. How is Mike right again? It's ridiculous. And we're all picking the Eagles to win this one. Cowboys frauds. Come at me, Cowboys fans.
Frauds.
Frauds.
You're fired.
My frauds. You're fired.
You're fired. All right. Shall we talk Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
I have been waiting all podcast for Sunday night. All right. Baylen Spector, linebacker for the Bills, is out with a hamstring injury. AJ Klein out with a back injury. Kyer Elam has been placed on IR. And then for the Cincinnati Bengals, guess who's not hurt anymore? Joe Burrow. Screw that Joe Burrow guy. Charlie Jones placed on IR. Oh, sorry. Charlie Jones has a chance to return from IR. Tyson Anderson. Tyson, not spelled how you would think, was placed on IR on Friday. Joe Mixon listed as questionable with a chest injury. Akeem Davis-Gaither listed as questionable with a knee injury. Josh Tupou. Whatever, he's not playing. Doesn't matter. He's to pout. That's all that matters. Max Sharping, questionable as well. Bills at Bengals is the game. 5-3 for the Bills, 4-3 for the Bengals. Cincy 2-point favorites, 49.5 point over under. Let's get this out of the way. I'm going the Buffalo Bills because teams after the play of 49ers are beat up and the Bills are really, really good. And DeMar Hamlin has a chance to do the funniest possible thing.
I think it's going to be the Bengals because they always beat the Bills.
Not always. I seem to remember a certain game that was called.
Well, but the Bills didn't win that game either.
Nah, but neither did the Bengals. All right. My question for this one is Dalton Kincaid a top three tight end option this week? And before you answer, the Bengals allow the most fantasy points per game to opposing tight ends.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Oh my God, Walker, how could you?
I know.
Well, I was going to say top five, but yeah.
I almost put it at five, and I was like, that's too obvious. That's why I made it three.
Yeah, he's on my Mount Rushmore of tight ends for this week. It's a four-headed dragon with three serious dragons in Kelce, Hockenson, and Andrews. And then the doy-face dragon is Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, Dalton Kincaid has a great matchup. He's going to get a ton of targets, but he's not nearly as talented as those three guys, at least not yet.
That is correct.
Mike, you said top five?
Top five, yeah.
So those three guys and Goddard?
Yeah, throw Goddard in there. Sure.
Okay, perfect. That was my question.
All right, my question is Joe Mixon or T. Higgins?
God. Let me check the stats. Let me check the numbers.
Okay.
Computing. I'm waiting for Mike to say something. I'm vamping while I look this up. Computing. I'm going to go with Joseph Robinette Mixon.
Mike?
Yikes. I got to go Mixon too. Even though Joe Burrow looks like he's back, and that means a lot for Higgins, I just don't see it against this Buffalo defense, having that second wide receiver outproducing the running back. So I'm going to go Mexican. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, Mike's going south of the border and picking Joe Mexican.
Jesus. I'll also go with Mixon.
Ooh, I really wish we hadn't had such a great episode title at the beginning, because Joe Mexican would be a good episode title. But I'm gay. I'm allowed to say it is a much better episode title.
Yes, much better.
All right. We start in everybody, both sides, everybody. Start them all. Except for, what's his face? He sucks. Irv Smith.
Yeah, Irv Smith, go away. Allen Burrow, yes. Mixon and Cook, yes. Stephon Diggs and Jamar Chase are my wide receiver 2 and 1 respectively on the week. So absolutely. T. Higgins and Gabe Davis are wide receiver 3s, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about Tyler Boyd?
I wouldn't play Boyd this week. I think the Bills defense is a little too tough for the third receiver on the Bengals to really get going.
I agree on that point. Tyler Boyd, I think people are going to question because he scored a touchdown last week. Niners give up they give up 18 fantasy points to slot tight end, or slot wide receivers, and he plays 90% of his routes and 90% of the Bengals routes out of the slot. So he is going to get all of those points. That's why he scored a touchdown last week. This week, not so much.
Right. I agree.
You're starting. We talked about Dalton Kincaid. So Mike, is there anybody? We'll talk about the fringe guys. Gabe Davis, how are you feeling about him this week?
Yikes. I hate these fringe guys. Yeah, go with him. Roll with him.
Okay. A friend of the show, Heath Cummings, on CBS Fantasy Football Today podcast said he's going to say the same thing about Gabe Davis every week. Should you start Gabe Davis in a 3-wide receiver league? Yes. In a 2-wide receiver league, depends on who you have. And literally every question, that's how he answers about Gabe Davis. And I feel like that is the most accurate way to do it.
I think that is perfect. 100%.
Yep. And then Tyler Boyd, Mike, how are you feeling about Boyd?
No, not Boyd. I don't like Higgins. So no, on Boyd.
How are we feeling about, hold on. I'm going to get on my soapbox for a little bit. Stop being stupid about Leonard Fournette. Okay.
Jeff, who 2 days ago said, Latavius Murray's going to have his job taken by Leonard Fournette because I said so.
Yes, which is fine. He's going to take Latavius Murray's job. People are talking about how he's going to come for James Cook's job, which is absolutely stupid.
I'll be honest. I haven't seen one person say that, and I'm glad.
Yeah, it's people are like, oh, I'm worried about James Cook now. Because Leonard Fournette is there. And it's like, are you stupid?
Why?
Why? I feel like every time a running back joins a team, I need to retweet the post that I made where it's like, this is completely legal, where it's like the touch distribution goes away from the running back 3 and 4 on the team. It's like, it's completely legal to give a running back these guys' touches. They don't have to take away from the running back 1. Right, so stupid. Right. So stupid.
I feel like they mostly signed Leonard Fournette because Damian Harris is on IR.
Yes. Yes. Damian Harris got hurt. And I, you know, I'm not going to rant and rave. Look, Walker, TikTok never makes me like this. Twitter does it all the time.
Fair enough.
All right.
That's why I got off Twitter.
Mike's the only smart one of us. Walker will post on their alternate account because circles are gone.
Yeah, that's right. Whenever I need to post about how attractive Valerie Mondahano is.
There you go. More like Valerie Mondahato. There we go. We got it. Woo! Got there.
I don't even know who that is.
And most people don't. She is a disc golfer.
Mondahano.
Okay, so it's Jesus Christ. It's Valerie, Valerie.
Okay.
Mondahano. Mandojano. No, Mandujano. Mondahano. Mike's doing research.
I am doing research.
I'll allow it.
She's cute.
Yeah, let her go.
All right.
Big dub for Walker.
Consensus. We all pick Valerie, whatever her name is.
That's right. Let's move on to Chargers Jets.
Chargers Jets. Chargers 3-5. Jets 4-3. Chargers 3.5-point favorites. 40.5-point over under. New York Football Jets are closer on my list, so we'll go with their injuries first. Xavier Gibson is questionable with an ankle injury. Lakin Tomlinson, questionable. Chaz Surratt, questionable. Dwayne Brown, is to return this weekend from IR. Al Woods was placed on IR on Tuesday. Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show, "Who cares? I'm not covering this guy."
Yeah, he has an Achilles. He tore his Achilles. He's not going to be back.
I don't care about his like dolphin sex listening or his ayahuasca trip or whatever dumb nonsense he's doing to get back from his Achilles injury. Sorry, I'm old. You can't come back I'm old like Aaron Rodgers. You can't come back from it that easily. Josh Palmer questionable with a knee injury. He was not practicing on Friday. So maybe don't wait around for Josh Palmer for Monday night.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's rough. So because he's on Monday night, his Friday practice report is kind of like his Thursday one, so it's a little bit to worry about. They will practice on Saturday. Teams that play on Monday usually practice on Saturday. So you'll get an injury report, and you'll know ahead of time. But I would not wait for Josh Palmer if he's questionable. Because your pivot is like...
Donald Parham.
Yeah, Donald Parham or I don't even... Quentin Johnston.
Ugh.
Or...
Alan Lazard, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say Corey Davis. I was like, nope, he retired.
Yeah, Alan Lazard is in my top 50 this week, barely, but he is.
Hold on, gotta check something here really quick. I just had a thought. Conk could be your pivot. Tyler Conklin.
Yeah, I'm starting him in Scott Fishbowl this week.
Yeah, Ty Konkowski, as some call him.
I've heard it.
You're hearing it less and less.
I'm eating conk fritters. They have Tyler Conklin's face superimposed on them.
I'm allowed to talk because I have the conk from the book Lord of the Flies.
Haven't read it.
Oh, good. It's not the best.
Okay.
Oh, it's a classic, like Catcher in the Rye. Catcher in the Rye is a classic.
My favorite of that genre of books is probably Of Mice and Men.
Ooh,
Mice and Men's really good.
High school books?
Yes, that is what I was thinking.
Yeah, my favorite. What would my favorite high school book be? Probably Brave New World.
Okay, we didn't read that in school.
Oh yeah, we did Brave New World in freshman year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll go Brave New World. I had a weird curriculum because of International Baccalaureate. Like I read we read 20 Love Poems and A Song of Despair and Kokoro and God of Small Things.
Yeah, I definitely didn't read any of those in public school.
God of Small Things weirdly had a child molestation scene in the middle. Check it out. Don't check it out, folks.
I would. That sounds like something I don't want to read.
Yeah, not great. Also had incest. Weird book. Don't know why he made kids read it. Anyways, football, huh?
Okay.
Sounds like Flowers in the Attic.
All right, Johnson or Parra?
And I just wanted to make you guys answer this. After a long podcast, I want to make you answer one more miserable question.
Well, Gerald Everett, I didn't read him off, but I heard that he was dealing with injury stuff this week.
Everett and Parham have both been like they've been like sort of practicing and sort of working with trainers, but they're probably both going to play.
I'm going to defer to Mike here. I'll let Mike go first.
I'll flip a coin and go Johnston.
Ooh, flipping a coin and going Johnston. That's also the odds that he catches a pass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Any given pass. I'm going to go with Simi Fehoko.
Fehoko.
Are you actually saying that?
No, God, no. I'm going to go with, I'll go with,
Jesus Christ, Jeff.
Quentin Johnston. You did this to me. You're like, I want to make you miserable at the end of the podcast. Now you're mad at me because I'm miserable.
No, I'm mad at you because you're taking a long time.
Quentin Johnston.
Okay, well, I'll be the only one on the Parham train.
Parham. Anybody? Sonny? All right. You're start. Okay, let's do this. You're starting Keenan Allen. You're starting Justin Herbert. You're starting Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is a question mark on the Chargers. Probably don't do it.
Yeah, I don't think I would start anybody else on the Chargers in an ideal world.
All right, Mike, let's talk about the New York Football Jets.
Yeah, are we going to flex Garrett Wilson?
Absolutely. No, we're going to play him in my wide receiver one slot.
Woo! Hell yeah.
I like Walker and I coming alive talking about the Jets passing game at the end of the podcast.
Only Garrett Wilson. Only Garrett Wilson, because the Chargers defense is god awful against opposing receivers, and yep. Garrett Wilson's really good. So even though Zach Wilson's throwing him the ball, he's probably going to get something like 10 targets. He's going to catch at least half of them, and he's going to get open down the field over and over again. So I think he has 5 or more catches and a touchdown in this game.
Damn. Five non-rookies have played the Chargers this season. Every single one of them have had their best or second best game of the season against them.
That is
5 non-rookie quarterbacks. So there's going to be a lot of Zach Wilson, which means a lot of Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I agree.
So, by the way, just for the record, for Zach Wilson to have his best game of the season, he has to score like 14 fantasy points. So
I think he's going to do that.
Yeah, not exactly massive upside, but he is one of my sleepers this week. All right. Please don't start him, though.
No.
Please start Breece Hall.
Yes.
Please start Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
Mike, your own question.
Yes, definitely start Garrett Wilson, whether it's flex or in a wide receiver one or two spot.
You can put him in your flex because he's the last game playing, so I can understand doing that. But
you have to put him. You should put him in your flex.
That's right.
Unless you want to assert dominance over your league mates. That's why I'll put Thursday Night Football guys in the flex. I don't care.
I love putting like Austin Eckler in my flex because it just makes people mad when they look at your lineup. They're like, yeah. why is the good player in the flex?
What am I going against?
I love doing that too. Cause I always put the last guy in the flex.
Yes.
But sometimes, yeah, it'll be like Austin Eckler. And so they'll like look down your roster and they're like, okay. Oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, ah, okay. So this person's RB2 is like,
Deonta Foreman.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they've got, you know, because like this week I have in Football 30 Experts League, I have Taylor, Eckler, and Stevenson all playing. And Stevenson's pretty clearly the weakest option of those three. But because Eckler's playing later, he's in my flex. And so people are like, okay, Jonathan Taylor, that's a tough one. Ramondre Stevenson hasn't been great this year. I feel pretty good about that. Austin Eckler!
What the hell? What the damn hell? All right, so on that note, let's end the episode. Episode over.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Football Absurdity podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at FBallAbsurdity. Jeff is at Jeff Crisco, K-R-I-S-K-O. Walker is at Big Daddy Drix with an X. Mike is RFL Red Zone. Please check out our website, footballabsurdity.com, for weekly ranks, start sits, sleepers, gambling advice, and more. Please also check out our youtube.com/footballabsurdity for our weekly start sit show on Sunday mornings, as well as our Saturday morning Gamble Town show and our Thursday night Farceball live stream. Please also check out our Discord. A link to that is at the top of footballabsurdity.com. We also have a Patreon where you can find our Tuesday episode where we review each episode. That can be found at patreon.com/footballabsurdity. Thank you for listening.